Good morning, audio boom. I'm going to have to shout because I'm getting ready to go to work. So take me as you find me in that respect while I get ready. Got things to do while I speak. But yeah, audio boom. I'd like to talk about that. By the way, I did try to record this once. My phone rang. And then I expected to be able to start where I left off, but you can't do that. Audio boom froze. And in the end, I had to delete what I'd already produced and start again. So that still isn't working, but I don't expect anything. I'm just pointing it out. Don't expect anything to happen. So we're talking about... Hang on a minute, sorry, I'm a bit far away. Further away than I'd like to be. Hang on. Yeah, we're talking... Well, I am talking about probably what everyone else is talking about. This whole sign-in nonsense that you now have to do in order to listen to content on Audio Boo. Can make a song about it. This is the nonsense you have to do if you want to sign in to Audio Boo. Or listen to Audio Boom content, you've got to now have an account or be logged in. I know why you've done it. I think it's been done because there's two content providers. There's us, which is user content providers. We're providing user content. And there is the... where's that? Oh, okay. There's user content, which is provided by us, the individual users. But then there's partner content, which is things like if you've got an audiobook excerpt or something from Capital or Radio or BBC London or whatever. I think they've basically said, well, it's our content, we want it more protected. Not only that, the secondary part, and probably even the bigger part to that, is that they'll have said to Audio Boom, or Audio Boom will have said to them, I think they would have said to Audio Boom, you need to come up with a way in which we can access the listeners a bit easier, so that, for example, there's no reason at all why, if I listen to an excerpt from a book, an audio book, that I won't suddenly start getting an email or a notification from Audio Boom saying, right now, if you buy this book from our website, because don't forget you can't buy it directly from Audio Boom through the app because Apple doesn't allow that. But, you know, go to our website and put in promo code, whatever, you'll get a discount. And the reason they'll send me that notification or email or whichever will be because they'll know that I've listened to an excerpt of that book. And the only reason they'll know that I've listened to it is because I've logged in. I've had to log in to listen to that excerpt. And so that's what Audio Boo are talking about when they talk about a so-called richer user experience. It's total tosh. If I want to go and buy a book, having listened to it, I'm quite capable of finding out the website and going there myself. I don't need badgering and prompting to go and... by that marketing method is old and antiquated, to be honest. What works better is when you have things like iTunes. If I buy a song on iTunes, it'll just simply say at some point, you can get this. If I'm browsing or I happen to see the artist again, it'll say, oh, that you can get this album for less because you've already bought part of the content. So, it doesn't hassle me about it. It just tells me it's there. But that's what they want to do, I would imagine. And as I said, it's partly about protecting their own content. You should go and read the terms and conditions. Someone said that they should give us notice. They don't. Audio Boom only give you notice as to the things they want you to hear, and that, when it's to do with promoting or pushing something. Then they are specifically saying in their terms and conditions, which again, I suggest you go and read as users, because it talks about, your content and what they do with it or have a right to do with it. So they can share it, they can use it, they can do it. They don't generally publish our content. That went a long time ago. as in they don't feature it. But yeah, there you go. You can do that kind of thing. They can do that kind of thing, should I say? So you should be aware of what they do or say they can do with, well, what they can do with your stuff when you sign up. And because that's where all the changes are, they won't tell you. They won't tell you about changes, terms and conditions. It's not like a bank. Whether legally they should or not is neither here nor there. That's not the way they do it. So you need to look at the terms and conditions regularly to see what the changes are, because that's the only place that you'll find the changes. They won't email you this notification of changes, basically. So back to this whole signing in thing. I mean, for now at least, I'm not quite sure where it leaves us. It's not something they're going to go back and reverse. It's not an accident. It's purposeful for the reasons I think I've explained. And I think it's a problem for things like sharing, potentially, because obviously people that are on Audio Boom will be able to listen to content. But those that aren't, it makes sharing a bit pointless, really. Certainly sharing from the app. Because, as I said, people need to sign in order to get to what you're trying to say. And they're not likely to, Audio Boom, by the way. I had a very clear situation yesterday at work. One of my colleagues said, "Oh, there's Audio Boom with a full interview of, a full interview of the car crash interview that was Natalie Green Party leader and it was on LBC. And he wanted to play it, and he couldn't, and he said, "Oh, you have to sign in now, Paul, before you can review your content. He said stuff that. He said, "I ain't doing that." And that was his reaction. He's not a user of Audio Boom. He's listened to my stuff in the past, but he certainly isn't going to sign up. So I don't see how what's basically happened, I think, is that all Audio Boom has done is responding to the demands of the partner content providers. It messes things up with the channels slightly, where the community ones, so as Blind Abilities VI Talk. Hello, Dougie.
Hello.
You want a little cuddle before we go? Hello. You're a good boy. You ready to go? My guide dog. Yeah. Come on, then. Often there's many, many more listeners than there are people that contribute on a regular basis. And so, again, it brings me back to the point. It's a way of Audio Boom capturing those listeners. And they've had a meeting about it, and basically someone would have said, "Well, we won't continue to partner with you, because realistically, we can't prove that those listeners exist." So we've brought it up as a community before, so in a way, only that they've finally cottoned on. But as a community, we've said before, people that are far more expert than I am, I think it was Daylight Gambler or Documentally said that when they embed, they've made a little pixel square and they embedded it into the Audio Boom, into their account, their website, and it was nothing to speak of. It was an insignificant, it was just a test boom. And they got thousands and thousands of players because through various means, websites and all kinds of things, even if the page just gets hit, it counts as a play potentially. So what they're wanting is more evidence to show that those to convert those plays to convert those players into real, into proof positive that that people have interacted with the service, actual people have interacted with the service, users, sales points, maybe, you know what I'm saying? So I think I can see, well, I can see why they've done it. They've been asked basically to prove, there you go, that those listeners exist. Now, by seeking to do that, they've also potentially shot themselves. Freudian slip, perhaps. Shat themselves in the foot. We'll go with that. Come here, Rush. Come on. Laugh till it hurts. There's one of those boos that from February. Shat themselves in the foot. Oh dear. Oops, sorry. They've potentially shat themselves in the foot by asking for, but for, sorry, you can hardly take me seriously. Oh, look at the state of your run, Usher. Actually, it's not dirty, it's just really, really wet. Okay, make it happen, Usher. In you go. So they potentially shot themselves in the foot. Because whilst it's true that they'll have a much better idea of who the real listeners are, because they'll be signed into an account to, in order to, oh, hang on a minute, what am I looking for? Where's his lead? They will potentially have less listeners to begin with because people won't be bothered to sign up. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's a sort of a bit of a non-starter, in my opinion. I think it's going to alienate a lot of potential listeners. My friend's comment said it all. Which was, let's listen to this. It's on audio boom. Enthuse. Oh, you need to be signed in order to have an... No, stuff that, he said. So, I think it's a gamble, and audio boom have decided to take that risk because they've had to, because they've already got investors, presumably, that are committed that could uncommit. So there you go. But yes, it potentially makes things very difficult for the channels and stuff that people like myself and VI Talk and Blind Abilities are running, because it means that we can't gather in those listeners ourselves necessarily, because people won't sign up, so they won't benefit from the service that's being provided. But then, you know, Audioboo gave us the channels. And the platform, as far as I know, we were all given those. I certainly was, and I've said that publicly, and I've been grateful to Audioboo many times publicly for that. But I think this is going to make things a lot more difficult in terms of the people of the VI community and new members being able to interact with it. And, you know, then when they're barraged with offers and things like that, which remains to be seen. Don't know that's going to happen, but I would imagine it would do. Usher, busy, oi, busy biz. You know, that remains to be seen, but I would imagine that's the aim. Anyway, that's me. I'm done. I deliberately held off sort of commenting too much and see what the deal was, but I think I know what it is now. So here's my comment for what it's worth, and I will speak to you all soon, as Usher has a slash in the background. Audio boom, you've shat yourself in the foot. And Usher's about to do the same, hopefully. Not shat himself, but anyway, I shall stop. I'm too bad with my toilet humour. Bye for now.